With midterm voting underway, election officials across the country are trying to get ready for all the ways that 2 years of false claims and conspiracy theories may have damaged trust in their work. From Colorado Public Radio, Benta Berkland reports on what county clerks are doing in that state.
Even though it wasn't a swing state in 2020, Colorado has been at the forefront of false claims that the presidential election was stolen. And by now, Republican clerk Carly Kappas has probably heard it all. Kappas oversees elections in conservative Weld County in northern Colorado. She says groups that believe the system is corrupt have been encouraging their members to get involved, including as poll watchers for the state's June primary.
I approved 35 watchers during that primary election, and every single one of them had ties to either USCIP, which is a known election denier group, or other similar organizations. This really does put us in a very tough spot.
The U.S. Election Integrity Plan is a Colorado group that says its goal is to defend democracy and root out fraud. Kappas says the volunteers' agenda didn't fluster her.
I took full advantage of it, to be honest. I was like, thank you for giving me these people so that I can show them what actually happens and show them. I mean, I literally had one watcher get on their knees and follow my wires just so that I could prove to them that it is a closed network, that it is air gap, that it's not connected to the internet.
Election deniers have spread conspiracies that those machines are connected to the internet and rigged votes for President Biden. On a tour of Weld County's elections office, Kappas points to the bright green wires that connect the machines that scan paper ballots to the secure room where a different machine tabulates those results.
They can see that it's going actually into the wall, and then on the other side, that this is our secure server room, and they can actually see from the window in there it going straight into the server.
She's also adding video screens throughout the room to play PowerPoint presentations on different aspects of how the elections process works.
Again, just trying to have that information constantly rolling. So hopefully, you know, they can stand here and they can watch that and then have a little more educated questions.
According to Colorado election officials, other conspiracies are circulating too. One false claim urges voters to intentionally make mistakes when filling out their paper ballot to trigger a hand count of that ballot.
And that's not accurate.
That's Democratic Eagle County Clerk Regina O'Brien from Western Colorado. She says purposely making a mistake will simply lead a bipartisan team of election judges to review the ballot before sending it on to the machine.
If a ballot is mismarked, it will go to adjudication on the same tabulation systems that we use.
As clerks battle misinformation, they're also trying to be more transparent. O'Brien is adding cameras and more security, additional trainings and public tours. Counties like Denver will live stream their ballot processing room. Matt Crane heads the Colorado County Clerks Association. He's a Republican.
We're in this situation right now for two reasons. One, because of a lie, of a stolen election, which absolutely is a lie. The second, and probably as big a reason, is a failure of leadership for people who know the truth to stand up and speak the truth.
Crane says that makes these bipartisan efforts of local election officials to restore trust even more critical. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.